Hi there. This is going to be the first audio post under the subcategory called Gratitude. Yesterday, I launched with a podcast, Top 5 Memories with Dad, my category that I explained and that I'm calling the Top 5. This one is called Gratitude. So each week, what I will do, at least one time a week, I will do either an audio or video post specifically thanking somebody in my life for the role that they've played on my journey. So before I get to that first person that I'm going to talk about with today's post, I just wanted to talk generally for a second about the importance of gratitude and appreciation. Quite frankly, they are right up there with the emotion and the expression that you have in your life of love. As in my opinion, the absolute most powerful fuel that you can place behind yourself in your life in an effort to have the best life that you want for yourself. Once I stumbled, most of you, if you haven't been following my story, what's important to know here is that I took 10 months off in preparation of a move, a very, very big life move, essentially representing a move from Florida to Washington, which essentially represented the first time in my life that I was following my heart, that I was putting my life ahead of what I wanted for my life, ahead of what I felt everybody else wanted for my life. I finally was starting to listen to myself. However, I knew very well that I did not want to go out there with all the baggage that I was still holding on to. You know, at this point, in 2010, when I went home to Michigan for this time period, for these 10 months, I had been 2+ years into consciously trying to get myself into a more positive place in my life. You know, really, really beginning to do the work that is required if you want real change for yourself. And so, however, I knew I was not at nearly through the thick of it yet. I had not gotten through the thick of it yet. And instinctively, I remember I was actually contemplating very seriously teaching overseas in China in between the time in Florida to Washington. You know what? And it was just crazy. I was still right up until probably March, you know, contemplating going out of the country, and i.e. running again under the auspices of, yes, another cool life adventure, and yes, yet another achievement. But in my heart and soul, I knew it would have been running yet again. So I went where I had to go, and I went home to Michigan for the first time to live since I was 18. And I, as you may be paying attention to, you may not, on the website recently under the blog, under the written blog, I have been sharing old journal entries from this time, specifically from August. So I got home on July 6th. Is when I arrived back in Plymouth, Michigan of 2010. So those journal entries, I had been home a solid month. And as you can see, that's pretty much represents my lowest of low of the recent. It was shortly after that that I'll talk more about this journey in detail in these parts of it, but this is important because I really truly cannot overestimate the importance of expressing gratitude. Basically, what I knew I needed to do, I needed to write a letter. In this case, I needed to write a letter to my dad. I did, and a lot of stuff went back, you know, again, child of divorce. I mean, it doesn't take an Einstein to put that all together. I mean, there was a lot of my pain went back to how that situation, you know, everything in my life changed in all of our lives, my mom's, my brothers and I, and of course my dad. But it was, you know, it was ultimately his decision to do what happened, and that's okay. He did what he had to do, but that's what I had to make peace with. So I wrote a very, very long letter, and I knew, I had known for months I wanted to write it, but it was one of the most painful things I've ever had to do. And although I had been writing it in my head for about a year, when I finally sat down, it took me a week, it took me a full week with my full attention. And it was, woof, you know, and I mailed it. I mailed it to him. I did. And, you know, no regrets. I don't believe in regrets. They're silly to have. Why have them? You've already done whatever you've done. Don't waste any energy beating yourself up over it. Trust it. Know that it happened for some reason, no matter how it looks, you know, on the surface. So I can tell you, though, immediately it felt like I had thousands and thousands of pounds off of myself. I just, all of the unexpressed anger I had directed it inward at myself, and I didn't even have any clue how damaging that was to myself until I got it all out. And, you know, in retrospect now, would I advise, you know, others along your own journey if you find you have a similar thing that, you know, because really writing letters is something that is highly recommended. You know, you'll probably find, you've probably heard that from counselors as well. That's not anything shockingly new, but I think in most cases, you know, suggest like burning it or throwing it out, just getting it out of you. However, you know, I'm a big proponent of following what your heart tells you to do, because, you know, sometimes I think, you know, yes, is it being kind of the bigger person to just know that you don't, you know, if the other person isn't ready to hear something that you have to say, it's kind of wasted, right? However, it's something that they won't forget. And so maybe years down the road, they'll remember that you went there and expressed what you did, you know, even though it might have been hurtful, and somehow that will help them heal down the line. I always say follow your gut. My gut told me that, although it was probably really, my gut told me to mail that. My gut told me to mail it, so I did. Shortly after that is when I read about the entirety or parts of about 40 spiritual books, spanning the gamut. Everything from the big three religions, you know, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, to paganism, Buddhism, Taoism, Confucius, you know, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, The Secret, The Power, Eckhart Tolle, you name it. Crystals, astral travel, sacred geometry, astrology, sacred feminine, divine feminine. I was devouring anything and everything and open to it all. Open to it all. There wasn't anything that, and to this day, there isn't anything that I don't think is possible. Not anything. I'm open to it all. And I let it in. I let it mix and marinate inside of me for a little bit. And sometimes things immediately deflect off. And I'm like, no, okay, somebody else can have that as their truth. But that doesn't work for me. And that's cool. So let it bounce off. But other things, I let them and they sit inside and I try them on. And if it sticks and if it feels like truth to me, then I adopt it. I adopt it for myself, and I incorporate it into my own life for my own benefit. Okay, so I was taken in a lot. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most beautiful times on the journey thus far, because all I could see, all I could feel and see and read as I took all this in was the same message. That's what I'm saying. We are all on the same team. We've got to play a different game where we acknowledge that fact. Everything I read, yes, there are different words. There are different customs. There are different things that we do in all the interpretations, but they're all saying the same thing. Peace, love, happiness, unconditional love, no judgment. We're all connected, and you gotta believe. Because this greater power of which all the faiths talk about, you can't see it, okay? They're trying scientifically to prove it. They're trying. And believe me, there's a lot of science, a lot of metaphysics that's on the top of my list to begin to research when I hit sort of the next phase of my work, like in 6 to 12 months. I can't wait to read more about the metaphysics. Are you kidding me? Read Einstein's quotes. That dude was dialed in. You absolutely, there is definitely science to prove that there is so much more beyond what our five senses can pick up on. Okay? So, one of the many themes throughout that I picked up on, you know, it wasn't even discussed overtly. It was just as I took all of this beautiful material in and just, you know, just let it all, that was all I was doing. I was taking music out of the library and listening to anything and everything from the world music section and the new age section, combining it with all of this beautiful spiritual reading with my journaling. I mean, it was just an intensely, really beautiful time. Really beautiful time. And it was just automatic. I automatically felt the need to thank everybody. In this case, I was making peace. I was bringing closure to my entire childhood life. I realized, you will see in the next journal entry that I put from August 18th or the 19th. It's just a couple days after the one I just posted yesterday. You will see, I didn't even realize how much of my child I was holding on to through this adult life. I truly, truly didn't understand. And it was all emotionally. And it was due to this pain that I was holding on to from my childhood, from our family, the breakup of our family. Like, that was the crux of it. That was the core of it. And there was, for me, no way I was going to reach my potential until I made peace with that. So as I began to fill myself, because I was empty, when I unloaded all that stuff on my poor dad, you know, and I unloaded, and I felt empty inside. I mean, I felt lighter, but I felt empty. Like, I did not have any self-love. I mean, twinges. Like, I've always known of my talents. I know of my gifts. But it was just drilled into me that somehow, I don't know, that I wasn't good enough to be all of that. All I know is that that's what I was filling into my heart as I read all of this material. And then instinctively, I just wanted to embrace. I was sort of rewriting my story. I was reliving my first 18 years and making peace with all that pain, and instead looking at those exact kind of experiences, but instead taking all the lessons from it and being so appreciative of how much growth that pain, you know, caused in me. Because you dream when you're in pain. When you're in pain, you are launching all sorts of what my favorite teacher, Abraham Hicks, says, rockets of desire. Because you're wanting anything different than what you're living. And that's the basis of your dreams. That's the basis of creating what you want for your life. So, God, of course I was going to embrace all my sadness now. Because I was beginning to understand how all this, quote unquote, this works. How we can control our own personal, we can't control anybody else, but we have ridiculous control over our own individual personal lives. And it was coming together. It was coming together for me very quickly with all, because I made this time for myself. And don't kid yourself, this wasn't, you'll read in some of these journal entries, it's not all cake. You think, oh, you got to leave the world and take, this was for serious, serious work into when you hit your demons head on. You know, it was months of not so fun things on my low as I, you know, just have to burst through that sadness and make peace with it. So, so gratitude. So I begin to reach out to anybody and everybody, my family, you know, my friends, my coaches, and I meet up with people and I see people I haven't seen since high school. And I'm just loving every moment of my life in a whole new way. Okay, then come to find out when I get introduced to the favorite teacher that I just referenced, Abraham Hicks, I was not introduced to Abraham Hicks until May of 2011. But when I was introduced to Abraham Hicks, who, among other things, always is stressing in their responses to people, always stressing the extreme importance of gratitude and appreciation. Even before that, like I said, I had already kind of picked up on that importance. So it was amazing, you know, and very, very powerful, actually, it was one of the reasons I think that Abraham's teachings, like, instantaneously resonated as truth for me. I mean, I was hooked. I think I wouldn't doubt in the first video I listened to on YouTube, certainly by 2 or 3, I was hooked. It was truth for me. And I'm sure it had a lot to do with this, the thread of gratitude. Okay. Long introduction. So, here's the person. So I was thinking to myself today, man, there've been, oh my gosh. So many people to thank. Like, the list is so long, and there's nothing that warms my heart more than, honestly, than letting people know what they've played, like, how important they've been in my life. I don't think we do that nearly enough. I think it's one of the tragedies of how fast we live our lives these days, and we think that that's being more productive. I'm telling you, folks, slow the hell down. Slow down. Because I was stopped. You got to get stopped in your tracks if you really want a chance to recalibrate. And I'm even going to say this, even if you're happy, even if you're a person that you feel like you're pretty happy, I'm telling you, you're missing life if you're running at it at the pace that almost everybody's running at it. That's part of the underlying motivation for my work as well. I want to begin to be able to show people and demonstrate to people, wait till you see what I've done in a year working in your world and in the definition of our present paradigm, right? When you think of that 40-hour work week, you think of that model and at a desk and how that works. Oh my God, I have blown that out of the water in terms of productivity, And again, I understand that my life might not be one to extrapolate out, but that's the whole point. I was supposed to kind of test this and go to the extreme and then be able to help others wherever they're at, work to whatever they want to work to in their lives that they see in mind that they might want for themselves. Because you're going to see things you're going to want. I mean, seriously, would you not want to have a job where you work exactly when you're ready to, when the flow comes? And would you not want to have a job that when you give yourself the space to have a job and to work in that manner, it's more efficient than you can ever imagine? When you don't let arbitrary deadlines, or they're not arbitrary in the work world, I understand that, but when you somehow work into allowing space for if something isn't ready to come, if you got to work so hard and force it, it's almost guaranteed it's not going to be anywhere near what it could be if you allowed whatever that is to develop with the flow of life. Okay? So, okay, more tangent. Sorry. Gratitude. So one person I thought of who has been somebody that I mean, just on, and I was thinking on many levels, right? Because there's super important people down here in Sarasota who have played my dream team. I mean, my dream team has been super key. I could not be where I'm at without each and every one of those folks playing the role that they played, you know, in my life. But when I think of all of this, i.e. my move to Seattle, a very powerful city that was absolutely calling me. Upon my arrival in Seattle, my very recent, innocent, almost naive excitement at discovering this new way to live in the world, this amazing knowledge that I now possess about how much power and control we have to create the life and the world of our dreams. Okay, so believe me, I'm not a patient person, and it's like I found something I was looking for 31 years, so, or 30 plus, you know, 30 years. So it's old story Allison, you know, she's a little wild still, remember? Because I'm still balancing out into my adulthood here, holding on to that child, and I didn't even realize to what extent I was. So this woman was very key in just sort of in that sense, in that regard, in terms of somebody who was already established in sort of that spiritual world that I was aspiring to kind of get to, that level. Okay, so I'll explain more in a second. What other level? Oh my gosh, through her, met nine other amazing, beautiful, superhero power, like amazing women in Seattle through this one woman who have provided me with so much support that, again, let me just jump in. And I'm sorry, this is kind of bouncing all over, but like I said, I'm getting just started with all this and working with the flow myself. So this woman's name is Sadie Whip. Sadie is she's an entrepreneur, she's an author, she's a speaker, she's a businesswoman, she's a life coach, she's an energy worker, she's a healer. I mean, there really isn't anything that Sadie, you know, probably can't help you, because she's one of those people that if you're just with her, I mean, if you just meet her for, you know, one session and you meet her for coffee, you can't leave there unaffected, and it's going to be positive. I mean, that's just how it is. So here's one of the other things that I'm going to begin to demonstrate with these stories are the massive connections in everything. And the synchronicities that I'm telling you are going on in your life all around you as soon as you open your eyes and you're willing to see them. So this story will begin to, and I've got some that go way back, but this one's a pretty good one. This one's a pretty good one to start with. So I arrived to Seattle on June 29th, around 6 p.m., is exactly kind of when I landed at my childhood best friend's home, which is where I stayed when I arrived there. And within a week or two, I think, actually, I joined a dating website. I mean, are you kidding me? I had come from 9 days by myself in 4.5 in the Grand Tetons, and 4 in the Tetons and 4 in Glacier, and then 1 drive-in in between. And oh my God, like the pictures on my website are all pictures I took on my homepage are all pictures from that trip. And like the best 9 day span of my life since I went to Australia. That's what that 9 days was. I was on cloud 9 as I hiked like 165 miles, something like that in that time. So I rolled into Seattle and man, I was flying high. I was feeling good. This girl was ready. This single girl who's, you know, not dated a whole heck of a lot was quick to get on the dating website, OkCupid. So I hopped on there and proceeded to have 3 amazing first dates, like each of them totally different, but really, really, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my God, I've been suffocating down in Florida. Like, I mean, there were just guys that were kind of like mind and like energy all over the place in Seattle. I mean, it's like I had to calm myself. I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. So I meet this one guy and we have a really, you know, pretty intense attraction and, you know, really good, really exceptional first date. So we're kind of, you know, we date for a short period of time, just a very short period of time, but within a day, he introduces me on Facebook to his roommate, a very good friend of his, and it was Sadie. Okay, so he introduces me to Sadie on Facebook, and I go on her Facebook page, and, you know, of course, I accept her, you know, we become friends, and I go check out her Facebook page and read a little bit about her, and I'm like, oh my God, this woman's like a badass, you know, like, I'm like, holy crap, I'm feeling like just this awesome energy of fuel just by reading about, you know, who she is and what she's doing. So, you know, okay, so put that in the memory bank. Well, her roommate and I, we didn't date for very long, you know, really awesome, awesome guy, didn't date for very long. So now this was all in July. This is in July. This was right when I was starting at Microsoft, man. It was so awesome. So now fast forward. Okay, throughout the year, It was, that first year was awesome. Lots of good times, but also, you know, as I told you, the transition story is rough. It's rough because you kind of get it now and you know where you're going with your new story and you know you have the ability to create that new story, but you're breaking all the patterns from the old story. So you're breaking those and, you know, it's like they creep up on you and you're finding certain ways that they're triggered that you didn't know. You had no clue that you were still holding on to that. You're like, what? I totally thought I made peace with that. So you got to leave room to kind of calibrate. And so there were a number of times in that year, you know, because I would not cross paths with Sadie again until June. So in between August and June, I would pop to her Facebook page every once in a while. Honestly, like just kind of almost osmosis, like give me some of your positive, awesome, badass woman energy, you know, kind of keep me going here. Keep me pushing through the tough days. Keep me given the courage to follow my heart. You know, like I'm feeling life like I've never felt life. I'm having experiences I've never had with people, like the level of just awesomeness because I'm so open to all the love. I'm not labeling it. I'm not trying to put boundaries on it. I am just living and fully loving like never before. So I had kind of popped on her page a few times for, you know, like for like just like, oh God, thanks, Sadie. Like somehow it was providing me comfort and giving me courage. And so now fast forward to, like I said, it must have been May, late May-ish when she put out the ad on Facebook, just an announcement, not even an ad, just an announcement. You know, and so, and you know how Facebook is. I'm not on there all day, every day at all. So it's weird whenever you hop on and you see the scroll. I happen to believe that none of that's accidental. So I just happened to hop on one day and happened to see, because I did not check Sadie's Facebook regularly. I wasn't not, you know, not at all. I just went there at this point when I kind of needed to. So I happened to see her announce this workshop that she's holding at her home. And it's called Setting Free Your Wild Feminine. I think to myself. Well, it was pretty much, it took all of maybe 1.5 seconds to write back to her and say, yes, sign me up, please. I would love to be part of this. Like it was complete instinct. I knew I was supposed, like crazy, right? Crazy. Who would have thought like that she would end up back? So then it gets better. So then I go the first day at to her house and, you know, I had been there before, but not, I had not met her yet. So it was so weird. It was so weird. And I go and I meet these amazing women. And a lot of them had already taken previous workshops with Sadie. So I am just kind of in awe. Like, I've never done anything like this. I'm at like this beautiful woman's, you know, wonderful woman's home with all these badass women, like talking about something that's like this spiritual, cool, coming alive into our feminine power. I was like flying again. I'm like, this is incredible. Okay, so it's a 6-week course. I learn a ton. I learn a ton, and these women become my instant closest, newest, closest friends in Seattle. So, and you know, kind of almost a tease because I was leaving. I was going to head back here to Florida to follow this dream and see what the heck was going to happen. I didn't intend to still be here. I thought I was only going to be here for 3 months, but you know, I'm not complaining. All of it is happening wonderfully. So Sadie is so key. Okay, so now Sadie has served as somebody who got me through that first year on times when I was struggling, just through her Facebook page. Now I get to, attend a workshop that she holds in her home, and I get to experience her coaching and her guiding and the way that she, mediates the group and participates and mediates. And I'm just, of course, observing and admiring the hell out of her because I know in my heart that what she is doing, a lot of it is what I hope to be doing, because I believe we're all teachers and students. We've all got people we can learn from and people we can teach. And the more that you open yourself up to that and stop putting labels on who you think you can teach and who you think can teach you or can't, and vice versa, the more beautiful life gets. So I was very much observing and just taking in every part of the way she was, the way she worked, the way she lived. I was just very, 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 very thrilled to have this opportunity. So now I say, you know, say goodbye to them on our last session, which was literally just a couple of weeks before I left town. Ended up then, you know, meeting, and I'll talk about these other two women too. Amazing, my acupuncturist, Alicia. I will definitely be talking about her in one of these posts. And my massage, one of a few massage therapists and healers that I have in Seattle. I've got three awesome ones, and Maria is one. And so then I saw those girls outside of our sessions and became closer with them. I mean, again, Sadie was the connection for all of this. So much richness. So then I leave and come back to Florida, and I'm here, and those 3 months were everything and more that I thought they would be. Everything and more. And of course, it turned into, I did not go back in mid-November when I was able to go back to Microsoft, but I did fly home a few weeks later for it to spend most of the month of December there in Seattle. So the girls have a party for me, which is like, I couldn't even believe that. I mean, like, that floored me. I had just met these women. But that's what I'm talking about. When these are all women that are playing what I call the new game. Okay? Their lives are such where they understand their role in creating exactly what they want. They're not waiting for anybody else or anything else out there for their life to be what they want it to be. They're out there making it that way, and they understand it's a different way of playing. It's a different way of playing. And so to all of them, like I went into Alicia and Maria's establishments for their work when I went to get my massage and my acupuncture, and I'm just, again, shaking my head in awe of, I'm just in awe of these women. I can't wait to, as I'm experiencing their professionalism, I can't wait to find what it is that I'm supposed to be offering in this way too, as we all continue to expand and grow. So, the girls throw me a party. I get to, you know, first time seeing them since I've just launched into my dream, and their support and their, I mean, they don't have to understand, and we didn't talk a great deal about what my vision was or anything. They could just see it in me, and we just were there hanging out and being together, and that loving support was huge. And then I decided, because as some of you know, if you followed my story, I had, December was being back there was, as I began to come into this person that I very much want to be, but it's a lot of growth. And so it's been the most challenging past year of my life. And I recognized I could have used a little guidance on this, but not from, you know, sort of the therapy of the past. Like that wasn't what I needed. I didn't need any kind of traditional therapist. I needed somebody who understood the spiritual foundation upon which I was living my life and now basing my work and my new company to sort of, and understand and know from personal experience what that transition, what that shift is. So it was a no-brainer. I had two sessions with Sadie in Seattle while I was home in December. And everything from her guidance to her interpretation to her opinions, I mean, everything about the interaction, all it did was confirm what I felt inside of myself. And at this time of, it wasn't that I needed her for validation, yet I did. I needed somebody with some sort of credentials that I respected because of the kind of life. Like, she's living the kind of life I'm trying to obtain for myself. So for me, her opinion, her thoughts, her input, her energy had tremendous credibility. And quite frankly, there weren't many other people in my life at all that fit, that could, who could have provided me just that little bit. I just needed a little bit of confirmation that I wasn't off with everything that I was feeling. And she gave that to me on top of unbelievable tools to continue to help me in my growth. So then I came back to Florida, and, you know, again, as you know, it's been, I mean, all amazing, but, you know, again, I'm still shifting out of all those bad habits, and I this has been a very big experiment, not a lot of planning at all. I never would have predicted any of what's on my website right now. I couldn't have predicted most of that even 3 months ago. So the coming, again, growing and expanding to the extent that I sort of set for myself right out of the gate made for some pretty big growing pains. So I've had a couple of, I think, three sessions with Sadie in the time that I've been back. And just without a doubt, her, again, for the same reason, you know, just I knew what guidance I wanted and needed from her, and it wasn't, you know, I didn't need every single week for months. I just needed a few things, you know, energetically from her right now, again, mostly because I had to watch my finances. I certainly would have taken a weekly appointment with her every week to help guide me, but I've had to be really, really careful and just getting it exactly what I needed, you know, and not so much I would have wanted more, but I got exactly what I needed from Sadie. So there you go. And the other thing that I'm launching with this particular podcast series called Gratitude, in the next day or so, you're going to see a new tab on my website called Friends. And what that is going to be is all the people in my life that I have personal experience or knowledge of, people that are out there trying to do it. They're doing the work and following their hearts, and I'm telling you, you cannot go wrong. That is the energy that I'm supporting in every way that I can out there, is our people that are following their hearts and living with love in beginning, of course, or beginning or as part of in their work. So you're going to see some of my artist friends, massage therapists, acupuncturists, lawyers, life coaches, healers, various other entrepreneurs, web developers, marketers. I'm going to have as many as possible on there. We're going to get it started, you know, a little bit slowly. I started gathering information from folks way back in December. So if you're listening to this and you remember me asking you, you're going to see it on the website soon. Okay, so I think that's it. Gratitude, it's important, folks. The other new tab you're going to see here shortly is called How Can I? And what that is going to be, it's I'm going to begin to share with you from early on some of the things that I did in my life, early steps, early simple things you can begin to do in your own life to see a change. And again, I'm going to say anybody can do this, not just those who are consciously looking for a changed life. I'm telling you, we all need to take our game up. We all need to take our game up. Okay? It's not about, we got to bring our focus to different things, and it's got to be the positive. So I'm hoping to just, like I said, gather as much attention to the website as possible in spreading this kind of energy in as many ways as I can. So be looking for that, because you'll see lots of things, lots of exercises I kind of made up having to do with gratitude coming up in that new tab on the website this week too. So, okay. Thanks for listening. And Sadie, oh man, a million thank yous, a million, million, trillion thank yous for all that you've done for me in terms of just being on every level, on every level. There is no doubt that you, I think, are the most central energy as I've gone through from old story transition to new story. And I absolutely can't wait to get back to Seattle and start really living my life there. So I will get your information up on our site for sure as a minimum today under the Friends tab. And everybody out there, if you're in Seattle, and even if you're not, I'm telling you, Sadie Whipp is a multi-talented, beautiful, very tall woman. Only say that because I feel like even more of a midget when I'm around people that are 6 feet tall, especially when, like Sadie, she wears heels, then I feel extra small. So give Sadie a call and reach out to her through my website if you're looking for just some souped up energy to help you go further in your life. Okay, thanks. Have a great day or evening.